Hey guys, what's up? How's it going? I hope you guys are okay. I said I was gonna do a Q&A for Patreon, like, at the beginning of June. We're now in July, so I think it's about time I do it. I'm trying to fix the audio here. Audio setting. Okay, great. Alright, this is good. So, I'm only going to be answering a few questions here because there's a lot. So, we're going to go through them together. If I miss your question, I'm so sorry. It's really late. Like, I don't even know why I'm filming this, recording this right now, but, y'all are going to have to excuse me on that part. So, let's do it. Kregels? I think that's how you spell your name, I'm not sure. He asks, does pineapple belong on pizza? And I've answered this before in my YouTube Q&A. The answer is no. I personally do not like pineapple on pizza. I don't think they go together, but there's a lot of people who do. So, like, to each their own, I guess. I'm not judging people that like that. We all have our preferences, right? So, yeah. Wasp asks, do you ever feel awkward when pretending to be a character, either Superwork or NSFW? Or do you enjoy getting into character? If so, why? I don't feel awkward pretending to be a character at all because this is voice acting, so I'm acting as like a different character, basically. It doesn't feel awkward at all. I try and roll with it and just be as natural as I can. Yeah, I like it actually. I easily get into character, I guess. Cars are revving, oh my gosh. Crimson Basilisk asks, for how long do you see yourself doing this in the future? Honestly, I don't know. For as long as I can. I don't plan to stop anytime soon. Like, I plan to continue doing audios and stuff. So yeah, definitely for as long as I can. Who knows what the future holds? Ragnar asks, would you be willing to do either a singular or a series of SFW or SFW audios with Von Eva? Because the two of you together would be amazing. I have done a video with Von Eva before, and that video did really well. But I don't really know if we have any, like, future plans, me and her, like, together, but, yeah, I mean, I definitely can, for sure. Who knows? We might. Jaggerbone asks, since it is a one-sided conversation, how do you write your script? Do you actually write the listener dialogue? I don't. I do improv. I don't do scripts. So I basically just talk to myself and I imagine in my head what the listener would say back to me. It's actually fun. I don't know, like, I don't do scripts, so yeah. Devious One asks, besides making great ASMR videos, do you have any other creative interests? What's your favorite way to spend a Saturday? Yeah, I love drawing a lot, so I do that whenever I'm bored. Or I go out with my friends. I am very much an extrovert, so I'm always out doing stuff at night, you know? Or in the day, who knows? I shop a lot, usually Saturdays. I'd either go shopping or I'd do something with my mom, because I hang out with my mom a lot and my sister. Femtel asks, oh, there's like a lot of, there's two questions here. What are your plans with your voice acting career? Do you see yourself working on bigger projects, like visual novels or dubbing? I could definitely see myself doing that. I haven't, it's not something I thought of or I aimed for, so it never was anything that I wanted. I guess. But if it does come down to it, I'd never say no. That would be amazing. If I can, like, do dubbing. Oh my gosh, that'd be great. The T Money Man, he asks a really long question. I'm gonna have to, like, skip it because I don't know the answer to it. But I'll answer his other question, which is, what is a series that you would want to experience again for the first time? Oh my gosh, that's a good question. I don't know. I think maybe The Office, because I really did enjoy it a lot, and I always rewatch it. It would be really cool if I can just, like, rewatch it in a way, like repeat time. Doru Gorman asks, what's a book series you read in your life that impacted you or you can't seem to get out of your head? I don't read a lot of series. I do read books though. I love books. A recent book that I read that really did make me super happy was A Nordic King, by, fuck, I forgot her name. I'm looking at my bookshelf. Karina Hale, yeah. I really like romance novels a lot. So it was really nice. If you're into soapy, romantic, I don't know, like royal stories, then it's perfect for you. For sure, check it out. J3 asks, do you like voicing one type of character more than others? I quite really like voicing popular girls. I enjoy that a lot. And just like bratty girls as well. I like it. Ori and the Cloaked asks, what is your outlook on life? I've been struggling to find much purpose with mine. What gets you up out in the bed in the morning? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I know, like, life can be so tough and can really bring you down sometimes and make you feel discouraged and sad and lonely. But I try and think of the fact that I'm here on Earth for a reason. We all are here for a reason. So every morning when I wake up, I think to myself, I'm gonna make the best of today because you just never know when life's gonna end and you're gonna regret not taking the chance and doing things for you. Focus on yourself, do things you normally wouldn't do, change your lifestyle a little bit. Just do you. Do not focus on anything else. Put your happiness first and do things differently. Trust me, you'll feel a lot better. Every day I like to think that, today's a new day and I want to make the best of it. So, yeah, like I try and make the best of my days, honestly. The Jolly Dane asks, there's a lot of questions, oh my gosh. How far would you take your NSFW stuff? Like, would you do a ramble schlick? I don't know what that is. Mind explaining what a ramble schlick is, because I don't know what that is. I don't know how far I'd take it. I mean, so far I'm doing, like, real moans and stuff, and, like, actual masturbation in real life. I do that, if you're wondering, in my 15 tier. As far as I know, this is like the most I'm gonna do for now. I don't know if I'll do anything else, like any pictures in the future. If I do, it'll be just for Patreon. So yeah. I can't talk. Would you consider opening a Curious Cat account so we can ask questions? Yeah, definitely. I've thought about it before. Haven't done it though because I'm lazy. But I'll do that for sure. Did you ever take self-defense classes? I did not. I never took self-defense classes. Which is stupid, because, like, if I get robbed, I'm gonna die. Because I don't know how to save myself. Sorry, I need water, guys. That was gross. You had to hear me drink. Anyways, my throat was like really dry. What's your love language? Food is my love language, 100%. Nothing else makes me happier. Are you an only child? I'm not. I have a brother and sister, but I am the oldest, so. What's something you love but everyone else seems to hate? And what's something you hate but everyone else seems to love? I have no idea. Something I love that everyone hates would be... I don't know. Can't think of anything like that. The Office, maybe, the show, because a lot of people actually hate on it. They say it's boring and whatever, but you have to, like, give it a shot and really get in there and watch it, because it's really funny. Something I hate that everyone loves. There's a lot of things, and now I can't think of them. I don't like peanut butter. Does that count? I don't know. Hopefully that counts. What's your favorite theme park to visit? Universal, I think. Yeah. Did you know there's a vaccination program you can take to condition away seasonal allergies? No, I didn't. But this is really interesting. I did not know that. I need that. If your clone walked up to you out of nowhere and said, I'm the real you, how would you react? I'd tell her, damn, you're sexy. Because, like, yeah. What's the biggest fight you ever got into? I've never gotten into a physical fight. I've gotten into a lot of fights with, like, people before. Can't think of any big ones, though. I don't think I've ever been in a big fight, you know what I mean? I don't think that ever happened. Do you have a workout program you follow? I do, yeah, I do. It's a lot. I definitely rotate between, like, arm day, leg day, chest day, back day. Every day I do something different, and I always incorporate cardio in the beginning, 100% all the time. I also always do my ab workout and, butt workouts and whatever. It's a lot, really. I spend hours at the gym every day. What's your favorite smell? I really like the smell of roses. Like, just rose. I love it. Do you play any instruments? I don't. Sadly. How many languages can you speak? I speak English. A little bit of Japanese, just a little bit, because I watched anime a lot. Some Spanish and Arabic as well. I know a little bit of Arabic. So I kind of know, like, a lot of languages, really, because I've always been fascinated by different languages. So, yeah. Okay, the Jolly Dane. That was all of your questions. Jeez. I hope I did them justice. Z-Hydragon asks, what's your absolute favorite TV show and movie? My favorite TV show, I said this a lot already, but The Office. I also love Friends and Lucifer and Dynasty. If y'all haven't watched Dynasty, it's amazing. My favorite movie is Tangled, for sure. Do you religious? No, oh my god, I can't talk. Are you religious? / do you believe in fate and destiny? I'm not a religious person, to be honest. I never was a religious person. I do me, you know? I do believe in God, though. That's like a whole different topic. I don't want to get into it. But do I believe in fate and destiny? I don't know. I honestly don't know if I do. I guess, yeah. Like, you never know. You're meant to be, you know? I don't know. Monty Python asks, what's your favorite genre of book / TV show? I love romance and comedy the most. I also like a lot of action. I just don't like horror and gore at all. That's like my least favorite. I don't like that. Doesn't Matter asks, if you could go back in time and change a mistake, no matter how big or small, would you, or do you feel it all leads to being better? I don't know. Maybe like my ex. I'd go back and not date my ex. Because, like, let's be honest, we all hate our exes, right? At least I do. Yeah, that's what I would do. Palpatine's New Groove, oh my gosh, asks, if you were given the opportunity to voice act in a movie based off a book, what book would it be and why? Oh my gosh. It would have to be, I'm looking at my bookshelf again. Don't know. Maybe in Rurik King, I'd love to voice the main girl in there. That'd be lovely. The Big Potato asks, when will you be making a pegging audio? This is a running joke between me and him. He's in my Discord server and he's always making jokes about pegging and whatever. It's not happening right now, I'm sorry. Like, not right now. Boxes and Beds asks, what are your future plans? Do you see yourself doing VA long term? Do you plan to settle down having a family? What's Aaron's vision for our life years from now? I definitely want to be married in the future for sure. I want to like move out, have my own house and everything. I don't know about kids though. I don't like kids. But like, I guess when the time's right, I wouldn't mind, you know? Like I said, I am doing this at the moment, like this VA stuff. I don't know how long I'll be doing it, but I'll be doing it for as long as I want to, you know? He also asks, will we have a chance to suggest roleplay ideas? And maybe we'll have a poll for new content ideas. Yeah, for sure. I'm thinking of new ideas. I'm trying to think of new ideas myself. I think of them so last minute, so like I really need to up my game with that. But I'll definitely give you guys choices in the future. That'd be really fun. Ooh. Let's see what else can I answer here. Berserker0625 asks, how do you feel knowing that your audios help some of us through dark moments? Amazing. Like, that's so amazing to me. Seeing everyone's messages and emails to me about like how I help them with my audios and my voice means the world. It really does, because that is the only reason why I do what I do, is because it makes you guys happy. I want to make you guys happy, so literally, it means the world to me. It's the best thing ever. Sean Verma asks, is shyness a turn-off? It's not. I think shy guys are really cute. Stray asks, do you like to travel? Yes, I absolutely love to travel. I want to travel all over the world. Left to Tell Gaiman asks, why did you get to ASMR originally? Because I used to listen to a particular ASMR artist and I really liked his audios. I wanted to do something similar, so that's why. What is your favorite thing you've done with your ASMR channels, and what is your favorite thing about being an ASMR artist? My favorite thing I've done is definitely my Gang Leader's Daughter series. It did so well, and I loved it so much. My favorite thing about being an ASMR artist is the fact that I have you guys supporting me, and like, also, I feel a lot better about my voice now after doing this because I know that it's nice and people like it, you know? Christian Simpson asks, have you ever thought about doing a horror RP? I don't know. I'm not a huge horror person, so I could definitely try and step out a little bit. During like the Halloween season and do something spooky, but I don't want to do something too over the top, you know, like, yeah, I don't want to do that. Hunter Johnson asks, what's your favorite ASMR channel other than your own? I'm going to mention male VAs because I don't, obviously I listen to male VAs mostly. It would have to be Boyfriend Audio. He makes really good audios. Yeah, that's what it is. Kino asks, what keeps you motivated when you're at your lowest of low? The fact that sushi exists. I always tell myself, there's a lot of amazing things in the world I haven't tried. And if I'm not alive right now, I wouldn't be able to try them. I'll be missing out. So, you know what? I'm going to stay alive and I'm going to go freaking try this thing. That's what I tell myself. That's what keeps me motivated every day. Just remember that I'm a strong person and I didn't come all this way for nothing, you know? To stay strong. Last question is by W.S. Good Julian. He asks, what's your favorite song at the moment? I'm going to open up Spotify to look at my newest songs in my playlist. My favorite song at the moment is Motley Crue by Post Malone, his newest song. I also love Ride Tonight. From the new Fast and Furious movie by Pulley G and everything. So good. I also love the song Like a Rockstar by Chase Atlantic. And Dancing in the Kitchen by Lainey. Check out all of these songs because these artists are like my absolute favorite ever. It would mean the world to me. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's been 20 minutes. Holy crap. Y'all can tell my voice is tired. It's also gone because I was screaming with my friends earlier in the car like a maniac. Now my voice is gone, but thank you so much for, you know, tuning in and listening, and hopefully I managed to answer all of the questions or most of them. I love you guys a lot. Let me know if you want another Q&A in the future. I'll be more than happy to make it. And if you guys have any like suggestions and audios that you want to see from me, please leave them down below. I'd love to see what you guys come up with. I love you a lot and look forward to next time's upload. It's going to be an SFW. Really spicy. All right, bye guys.